The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Ellen Mora, which is Kamal Ahmed. Inshallah, you're well, and inshallah, you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Daily in the Mora is a weekly chat show discussing a variety of topics aimed at all ages and is available on all platforms including YouTube, Spotify and all the other platforms. Inshallah, you guys enjoy it, and yeah, let's go on with the episode. So this week, it's going to be more chill one. I'm not too sure what exactly going to talk about, but you'll probably hear it later on in the episode. But yeah, we continue the series on the 99 Names Alice Wan series, meaning Scar on her TV series. And until then, enjoy the episode. So it's time for the 99 Names Alice Wan list, meaning Scar on her TV section. So this week we're looking at El Mozil, number 25. So bismillah. El Mozil, the dishonor, humbling, the one who humbled. Alice Wan is El Mozil. He gives esteem to whoever he will, no one to discredit him, and he discredits whoever he will. There's no one to give him esteem. Dishonorer, disgrader, and the humbler. Alice Mandela humbles those who disbelieve or disown him. Once a man is disgraded, he may never be honored without the permission. We have the permission of Alice Mandela. The meanings from the Quran and Hadith section. From the letters DH and I, which can be stand for to be low, base, abject, planted, to be vile, contemplative, desperate, to be in glory, absolute, humble, to be lowered, submission, weak, to be trill, easy and manageable. So, this is from the Quran. Say, O Alice Mandela, owner of salvation, you give salvation to those who will, and you will take salvation away from those who will. You honor those you will, and humble you will. Into your hand is good. Indeed, you will be over all things competent. That's from Surah 3, Ayah 26. Like in the name Al-Khafid, Alice Mandala humbled who has chosen. We mentioned the stories of Abu Labba, Ibli, and Far. And then this other verse reminds us on the Day of Judgment that hypocrites will also be among those who are humble. The hypocrites we call to the believers, will we not be with you? They will say, yes, but you affiliated yourself and aware and doubt and wishful thinking delude to you. Until they come, came the commander of Alice Mandela and the disbeliever decrees you. Concerning Alice Mandela, so today no ransom will be taken from you, and from you there will be disbelievers. Your refuge is the fire, most worthy of you, and range is the destiny. That's from Surah 57, Ayah 14-15. Jazakallah for listening. Next week we'll be looking at SME, which is number 26. So inshallah you guys enjoy the series and you can hear more of this next week, inshallah. So inshallah you guys enjoyed that the 99 Names Alice Mandela's meanings Quran Hadith sex series so far. Now I'm going to play you guys a nasheed called Qamrun by Mika Mala. This is a vocal rendition. I think he released this a couple months ago, I think. So inshallah you guys enjoy it. And after the break, I'll be just telling you a few things you can do in the summer holidays, basically. Because as you know, this coming week is the last week of school, college, uni. Well, college and uni is probably finished now. It's the last week of school. So just giving you some ways and maybe I'll tell you what I'm planning, maybe. Inshallah you guys enjoy it, and yeah, enjoy the nasheed break.
النبي قمر وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل. وكف المصطفى كالورد ينادي الله الله وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي الله الله. وكف المصطفى كالورد ينادي الله الله وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي الله الله. وعم نوالها كل العباد وعم نوالها كل العباد وعم نوالها كل العباد. حبيب الله يا خير البرى يا قمر 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 سيدنا النبي قمر وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل. ولا ظل له بل كان نورا الله الله تنال الشمس منه والبدور الله الله. ولا ظل له بل كان نورا الله الله تنال الشمس منه والبدور الله الله. ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا ولم يكن الهدى لولا ظهورا. وكل الكون أنار بنور طه النبي قمر وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل.
Welcome back to Daily Mala, which has the Mala Abad. Inshallah, you guys enjoyed that sheet break, which is Cameroon by Mika Mala. Yeah, I really enjoyed the sheet. And yeah, I'm gonna continue with the other half of the episode now. So I'm gonna give you like few things, like maybe like top 10 or so of like just like things you can do in the holidays like the summer break. So let's begin. So number one, learn how to swim. Like there's different, I think there's like different swimming pools and leisure centers are open over the summer. If they're not, there's always like that those outdoor swimming pools that you can just swim and try and learn yourself if with yourself or the teacher. Host a cookout. So basically what that means is just like get your family and your friends come together and like cook something together and work as a team and just relax and just it's like a hangout with your family. Or if you just want to be friends and maybe like one person do like cakes and all that. Take your scooter to a local skate park. Well, you can take it for your scooter, your bikes, or like anything that you ride on, and just go to your local park. It doesn't be a skate park, it can just be a normal park, and like you can walk, like if your park has like a big walking area, you can walk there or take a bike there. That's what I do to my local park sometimes. So yeah. You can always go to if you're interested in fishing, you can always get a fishing rod and just do a fishing trip at the lake. Yes, I know that's kind of it. Like, who will do that nowadays? But just an idea. You can go to like a water park or just like a place you can like that you can cool yourself down. Just have fun with the water. Take a road trip. So like I know people are like going to like places like that's not like too far, but like that you could drive to. And then you can play games, you can play I Spy, you can just do tasks in the car while you're just having a nice drive about. You can also do drive about, like drive somewhere, like anywhere. You can also plant, like, grow, like, your own flower garden or just even plant fruit and veg in your garden. You could also be a tourist if there's someone, like, in your city. So if there's anyone if there's anyone, like, in the city that seem lost, you can always give them a little tour of different places, different, like, places to be. Have a water balloon fight, so like get some water balloons, fill them up, and just do like a thing, like a water fight. Last few, make a slip and slide. I mean, it's up to you if you want to, but that's just an idea. Go camping in your backyard. So if you got a tent, you can just like you can always spend the night there. I know that's hard. And the last one. So I have this list thing. The last two are work on a puzzle. So if you got a puzzle that you wanted to learn for a while, like you want to use for a while, and if it's a nice day outside and if you got like a table outside, you can always just do it on there and just have a nice quiet morning or afternoon to yourself. And also go down memory lane and watch your favorite childhood cartoons as well. So like which shows that you watched as a child is still on there. You might find some new ones that you're interested in. Or another idea, you can just binge watch a series or a movie. But yeah, those are some ideas I had in mind. My summer break, because I work in a day centre twice a week, but it's only for like the first, it's only for the 3 weeks. I have to, well, it's not that long, it's not like a 12 hour thing, it's only 6 hour thing. 7 hours. So yeah, that, but other days we might go to the beach, we might do stuff in the UK, like do stuff locally, let's say. Yeah, like we're not really doing much. Like the last week of August I am full on sorting stuff for college. Well second to last week probably, because the last week the last week they asked me to come into college and help with enrollment. So I'm basically doing enrollment duties in college on the last week. But then I got Monday, Wednesday off for that week. So one of those 2 days I have my lesson, if it's on. Depends. But yeah, I'm just going to be chilling, sorting stuff for college. Just have a We're not really going to go abroad, if I'm quite honest, because of the situation, COVID and all that. We're not 100% sure. Like, I know you have to get your jabs, which I got up to my booster. So I got my first, second, and third jabs. Well, first, second, and my booster jab. I've got my fourth jab yet, but I don't think I'm eligible for yet, I believe. But yeah, we're just taking it easy this year. Maybe go to the day trips and all the towers, maybe, if it's open. But yeah, I'm going to stop on rambling because knowing me, I will ramble forever. So, Jazakla for listening as always. Inshallah, you guys, I've been enjoying the hot weather and just the calm weather. The next few episodes might be a bit short, might be shorter. Because, yeah, the weather and the holidays and all that. But yeah, I will think of something for the next few weeks. But don't you worry, there's always a new episode every week. So yeah, sorry about this episode, by the way, late. Basically what happened was I was out and, you know, I had to have a day to myself and I kind of forgot about the time and all that. So yeah, so this week's episode is on Monday. So today, the 25th. And then you'll get a Sunday episode this week, which is, I think it's the 31st. And that's Sunday. So you get two episodes this week, basically. So yeah, keep safe, keep being awesome. And till next week, enjoy it. And till then, love is and peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake. And even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. Mind, what did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you've promised to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me.
heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late?